It's 7 o'clock on a Monday night, and dozens of members of the Annex Chess Club get ready to play. Some games will last almost 4 hours.
Checkmate.
In the past 2 years, the game of chess has experienced a rapid increase in popularity. I went to a chess tournament held by the Annex Chess Club in Toronto to figure out why. The club's tournament director, Keith Denning, says that COVID-19 played a big part.
I think when the pandemic, when the lockdown began, I think everyone was sitting there going, well, I'm going to be stuck at home for at least a couple of weeks. I might as well learn how to play chess. The server load on every chess website, as soon as the lockdown happened, doubled overnight. And it's just been going up since. And of course, the Queen's Gambit brought a lot more interest into things.
The pandemic and Netflix's The Queen's Gambit may have been responsible for the initial popularity boom, but for whatever reason, the start of 2023 has seen an even bigger resurgence. Included in this wave of new players is Cincinnati Reds first baseman Joey Votto. The Canadian baseball player and 2010 National League MVP happened to be playing at the tournament during my visit. After he finished his nearly 3-hour-long chess game, I asked him how it went.
I enjoy the game, but tonight was not my night. And they say that in chess there's no luck, but I beg to differ. Felt pretty unlucky tonight. So,
during Joey's game, a friend of his came by to watch. His friend also happened to be the highest-rated chess player in Canada, Grandmaster Eric Hansen.
And I was in the area, so I figured I'd drop by and either give him some moral support or get him a little nervous.
Not only is he the best chess player in Canada, Eric Hansen also hosts Chess Bra TV, one of the biggest chess channels on both YouTube and the live streaming platform Twitch.
Right now, there's a big surge in chess randomly almost. Like, this is like the biggest month, I think, ever, January 2023. And even coming out today, just seeing the participation and I've been to a couple events recently and I saw the numbers are high, people in person as well, like showing up, so.
According to chess.com, popularity for the game has nearly doubled in 2023. They attribute this boom to a perfect storm of an increase in chess social media posts, higher quality chess content, such as Eric Hansen's, and celebrities like Joey Votto sharing their love of the game. Annex Chess Club member Alexander Wagner has another theory.
It's got to be New Year's resolution. Everyone's like, you know what? Time to start doing something.
If you're looking to join in on the fun and frustration, go to annexchessclub.com. Griffin White, Toronto Metropolitan University.